Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Croppens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. Everybody, welcome to the show. Happy Monday. Happy late Mother's Day to all of you out there, you lovely mothers.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Yeah, hope guys, you did it.
Sunday. You did it.
Do you regret it? Do you regret it now? I hope you don't, because you did a great job. All right, everybody, welcome. This is Real Housewives of Atlanta Day. If you want to come to our cabaret, just sold it out. So that's June 3rd and 5th in New York City at Cabaret 42. That's sold out, but you can buy streaming tickets. We're going to have a big stream of all three night. So just pick a night and you can stream and you can watch with other viewer listeners. They're going to be in there streaming it as well. So there will be a big chat room that you guys can go party in and stuff. It's going to be super fun. One of the best parts about doing the crappies every year is the chat room. It's a party in there. So do it. Go sign up. Get your tickets. You can get tickets at watchwhatcroppens.com for any of those nights. Also, if you want this episode on video or you want bonus episodes or you want a Discord server, or you want our free newsletter blog thingy, just go sign up at patreon.com/watchwhatcroppens. Not sad. Do you have anything you want to announce, sir?
I would like to announce that I'm very happy. I'm very excited. I'm announcing that I'm excited for our cabaret, and I'm excited because this week's episode of Atlanta was so funny to me. And last week I was really scared because most of it was really bad, and then it got really good at the end. And I was like, fingers crossed, let's like please hope that they just needed to put in a filler episode and we're back to like the upward trajectory of the season. And it's true. It was great. It was so funny. I loved this episode of Atlanta. I felt like it was one of the best episodes they've had in a few years. I thought it was so good. Or maybe I just was in a particularly great mood when I was watching it, but I was entertained. How about you?
It was pretty fun times. Well, I went to Arkansas this weekend because my niece graduated from college, which I can't even believe. She was just a little squirt when we started this podcast, like a little baby. And now look. And so she was graduating. So I went over to Arkansas and I stayed in this place. I stayed in this Airbnb. Oh, my God. When I tell you, I really felt Shamia and Kelly in that moment. I was like, wow, I cannot. After I spent all week bitching about how they were bitching, I was like, just do not bitch. Do not say anything. Do not call the police. Do not do anything. just relax. It'll be fine. It's two nights, you know? And so I took it. But I definitely did feel like I got where they were coming from. And then I went back and watched this episode, or I didn't go back. I just watched this episode. And I thought, no, because that place is a fucking palace compared to a real Airbnb. So then I got mad at them all over again.
I mean, they showed there was like a mark on one of the duvets. I mean, yeah, that's like unsettling. But like, I was like, I don't know. I feel like I need to see like stronger evidence. And I have to say, I loved Cynthia this episode. I loved how Cynthia was just like exhausted with them and is like, I've been here many years. You guys just got here. Stop complaining. Stop trying to have a moment. Like, I did the best that I could. It was a clean room. Like, her vibe is like, it was a clean room, but I'm not going to gaslight you and say it was clean if you felt like it was dirty. We will still clean it for you, but shut up. Stop making a thing, okay? I'm not even a full-time cast member. Let me promote my shit here, and let's move on. And I just loved her over it vibe and how she just kind of told them, like, you've said what you needed to say. We're moving on. And it was actually very funny because, you know, a lot of this made me think of Angel's trip on Potomac, that because it just happened, where similarly you had a host and you had guests who were beleaguered in a separate house and they were unhappy with their accommodations. And in that house, that was a true devil house. Okay. And Angel, I do believe, was trying to rectify that situation. I think she was truly embarrassed. But at a certain point, Giselle just decided to like be a guest from hell. And like Angel needed to like put her foot down the way Cynthia did. And I just love the way Cynthia just told her friends, okay, heard, received, we're moving on, please shut up.
Because you know Cynthia gets a lot of shit for being boring, but when it really comes to it, she can still play this game, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a lesson to people like Angel, who are like, oh, I'll try and please you, to just be like, no, I'm pulling this car over, you know? And so I thought that was really good too. I'd love to see it. And also I'd love to see Kelly and Shamia get the wind taken out of their sails, because they're just so lame. Like, ugh.
I know. Oh yeah, Cynthia and Drew making fun of Shamia later in the episode, basically saying the things that we've all been saying, was kind of amazing. And when Shamia goes, shut a clock, they cut right back to Drew and Cynthia, like making fun of her, going, shut a clock, shut a clock. I was like, yes, this is what I love to see. So I was, it was just validating. Very satisfied. Yeah, very validating.
You know,
yeah, it was a great episode.
It's like, is the audience the only people seeing this? And it's like, no, they all see it. And it's annoying. She's annoying everybody. So that's fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, I don't need to talk about this terrible Airbnb the whole time. I just want to mention that it was in this yoga studio. It was in top of a yoga studio. Okay. So it smelled like patchouli and like the whole thing. So I go to the bathroom, and right on the toilet, there is a picture. Like there's, you know, I hate self-help phrases on mirrors, you know, like when people will put it on a sticky and they'll put it in their mirror, like, I believe in me, and they see it every day that they're, you know, I hate that shit. So they're everywhere. It's like my karma. I'm telling you, this place, everywhere you turn, there's a new self-help thing. So I go into the bathroom, and right on the toilet, it's a little painting, and it's a butterfly, and it says, what makes your heart flutter? Can I shit? You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, I'll make this toilet flutter.
Like, exactly. Like, is this the time that you want to know what makes me flutter? Like, can we not talk about this right now? This is a shameful room. This is a shameful place. I mean, if they had had a painting that said something like, shame on you. Okay, well, at least we're with the theme. What makes your heart flutter? Jeez.
Why do we have to think about that while we're sitting on the toilet? What is the point of that?
Thank you.
Why do I need to think about what's making my heart flutter?
Exactly. I'll tell you what's making my stomach bubble. You're about to find out.
I know. I'm like, I can probably tell you what's making my heart, like my heart rate flutter. It's probably the stuff I'm about to poop out right now.
Yeah. Okay. Real Housewives of Atlanta, season 17, episode 6, Settle Up and Settle Scores. So we're still in Dallas. We're at the pool house.
We get that opening again, the Dallas opening, but that's it for like the silliness. And that's how you can tell that they had a good episode ready for us, because they're like, okay, we do not have to fill our time with silly games made by post-production, right? Like we don't have to have silly credit sequences or whatever. We can just get right into it. I was like, okay, that's a good sign.
They're like, we can deflate the Mylar balloon that Adrian Maloof's old face is painted on. Okay. Deflate that. We don't need it today.
I thought that was Garfield. That they were showing at the top. I was like, someone wants lasagna. Oh, it's Adrian Maloof.
Oh, so, and by the way, that's not like body shaming. That is plastic surgery shaming. There's a point where you have to be like, let's calm down. Let's save some rubber for the tires. Okay. There's not going to be any wheels on the street anymore.
I was more just like, we're so far away from Halloween. We don't need to really look like a jack-o'-lantern at this moment with your spray tan. It was just very orange. It was very, very orange. I don't mind a spray tan, but let's like just try to like not make it, you know, Halloween themed. So yeah, we are here. I mean, I sort of like the spectre. Speaking of spooky and Halloween, I do like the specter of Adrian Maloof hanging over this trip, because we're going to see her soon, but we just don't know when she's going to pop up. And wasn't this episode. Maybe next week.
You don't know when she's going to pop up and be like, zing!
Jackpot! Get over here.
Shamia is talking to a friend or her sister, Glenda, on the phone. And she's like, I'm just annoyed because last night I missed dinner because I was unhappy with my accommodations. And this is how you know it's a shitty sister, because the sister says, oh, yeah, you don't have time for that. No. A real sister would have said, you skipped dinner because you were upset about a room? Are you an idiot? What'd you do, sit in the room and not eat, dummy?
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, if someone ever called me up and said that, I'd be like, what is wrong with you? Why would you not have the good food and be with your friends? Whenever we've had, everyone knows if you wind up with accommodations that are really shitty, you do whatever you can to not be there. Right? You will stay out longer. You will just do whatever you can. Or if your house is in like a blackout or something like that, you get out if you can. Right? And so her deciding not to do the fun thing and not be part of the main action so she could mope in the accommodations that she doesn't like in the first place doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes no sense. So then we go to Pinky talking to Derek on the phone and telling him about her and Angela getting into it. And she's like, yeah, the giraffe looking one. Yeah, nailed it. Nailed it. Made a giraffe joke. Nailed it. Pinky, Okay, Pinky has become one of the most annoying housewives in record time. Did you see the video that she made this weekend and put on Instagram? Oh my God.
I refused to press play on it. I know I was in election of podcast duty. I was afraid of what it might be. What was it? Tell me. Describe
she
it.
She puts on like a pastel baseball cap and overalls and starts doing a hip hop song about bankruptcy. And she's like, yeah, bankruptcy. Here's the bankruptcy. I'm going to tell you about bankruptcy, chapter 11. Na, na, na. Then it's like, what are you trying to make bankruptcy fun? Get out of here with your bank. This is not your thing. Like, get a fan. You know what I mean? Like, Angela has her fans and Cynthia has her booze that she's selling. We all have the, you know, what's her buns? Shamia has her ass rum that she's trying to sell. And are you trying to sell bankruptcies? Pinky, stop. Just stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Oh.
I think this would be an appropriate time to say, don't have a cow, man. Get it. Yeah, she is annoying, but she's like actually perfectly annoying. She's like one of those housewives that's annoying where you're like, ugh, Pinky. But she engages in a way that's like, oh, you're an active member of the cast. So I think that like, I'm very happy that she's there. I'm happy that she's annoying me because we need to have these people on these shows, you know, unlike like a Kiona. You know, I don't know. Amanda Francis is polarizing. She's annoying, but like, she's also funny annoying. So she's like a good annoying. I'm trying to think of someone who's just like annoying.
I know what you mean, though. I think Kiana's a good one to bring up because Kiana is trying, you know, and Pinky's not really trying. She's just naturally that annoying. You know, Amanda's not really annoying. She's naturally annoying. And that's what you need on these shows. So, you know, good for her. But just the Instagrams, please.
I just feel like
just save yourself and save me. You know,
Pinky just sort of has the vibe of the person who's in college, who's always trying to make you go to like the dance that's being held at like the student union. But like no one wants to go to the student union party. Everyone wants to go to the parties that are held at like a frat or like at someone's apartment or someone's house. Like people want to go to the off campus parties. They want to go anywhere else but the party at the student union. But Pinky is there and she's like organized it. And she's like, you got to come to the student union party. And you go there. And because it's the student union party, there's no booze. It's just like non-alcoholic. It's all soda. And it's just like only okay music and an empty dance floor. I just feel like that's who Pinky is. And she's
the
like,
they're all about bankruptcy. You're like, wait a minute. This isn't
wait
fun.
A second.
Who thought this would be fun?
She's like, my favorite part of Monopoly is going bankrupt. End scene. So
do not collect $200. Yes.
She's like, when you land on free parking, you do not get the jackpot. I don't like those rules. You get nothing.
And she mentions that Angela said, yeah, we've got a third wife living in the basement. What the hell? I wish we did because we could use some help with the kids.
What about a second? Pinky's already upped it to a third wife. I think Angela only said there was a second wife, but now Pinky's saying that there's a third wife now. It's just growing in there. It's like that documentary. Yeah.
Yeah. The false prophet.
Yeah. The vegan prophet. So Pinky is, they're like laughing about it. And it's nice though. Ultimately, they're just like, we miss you, blah, blah, blah. So now we're in the main house and everyone's eating breakfast and having a fun time. And they each walk into this breakfast one after the other. They've all clearly just had a session with their glam team. Their face is beyond, all their faces are beyond made up. I understand Real Housewives love having glam. And it's like important to have glam before you go on TV for the women of all these shows. But wow, it was like, are they going to be doing a joint like news broadcast? This was like anchor lady level makeup. They all were like, boom, boom. I was like, man, it's like 8 a.m. I was like, that is tough. This is honestly where like, I kind of feel like being a man is like a little easier. Like that's
a lot easier in every way. It's easier, but yeah, with this, I mean, this is
male privilege. Male privilege really kicks in this moment.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't know if they're only getting their glam team like for the morning and then they send them home or what, because they're putting on nighttime makeup. You know, they're like nighttime glam for first thing in the morning. Like you need to have I guess it's like luxurious to have a full time glam because you need your morning glam, your afternoon glam.
Yeah, we get it. There's been many think pieces about why this is and being on TV and the pressures of being on TV and how it's actually really not fair. But this is what women have to do, blah, blah, blah. Like, I get all the all the implications and all the undercurrents, and that this is actually much more than what it appears on TV. But at the same time, it's like it's 8 a.m. and everyone is just like has like makeup for the back row to see. And it's just like always so funny on any of these shows when this happens. And I was like, wow, one after the other. And they're just like in bathrobes and like, ba-boom, full face.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Drew sees Pinky and she's like, well, you know, last night your energy was a little bit, oh, I'm over. And she goes, well, I mean, it could have been. I mean, I was defending my girls, okay? That's it. I mean, it could have been. It could have been bad energy. What do I know? But I've really got to defend my girls against a pen stain on a bed. And I came out. Came out to battle.
There were animal products in that ink, and I will not stand for it.
So she says that she's going to chill today, and she just wants to get to know the girls. And she's like, I'll even get to know you, Bigfoot, even though you were rude and nasty to me.
You know what, Pinky? You're throwing nutritional yeast in a glass house right now. Like, if you start coming for Angela's physical elements, people are going to come for yours. And it's not going to be nice when it gets turned around on you. Okay, so
well, she's careful. Already been slayed in that department, because you can call her Bigfoot all you want, but all I hear is, shut up, Mr. Clean. Okay, Papa Smurf.
I know. But that's like mainly on her. But ultimately, that is still based off of her styling. And it's not about like her physical. But people could, like with anyone, you can pick apart anyone's physical and you can find something. And like, it's when it gets turned around, you're not going to like it, Pinky. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah. So then Drew's like, yeah, there were some explosions. And she goes, yeah, I mean, the moral of the story is yesterday was just day one. So let's just get over it. And Drew just stays on her. She's like, yeah, that was a lot. That really was. That was a whole lot.
Yeah. She's kind of like, it's one of those moments where you feel like she's both kind of reprimanding her and also saying, like, settle down. You're new here. Okay. Just like relax.
Yeah. So Mia finally got to sleep because she slept in Pinky's room. And she's like, yeah, and I'm sleeping with Kelly because, you know, we don't have a room. You know what I mean? Oh, God. The fact that I'm having to share a bed on a girls' trip. What if I want to pass gas? Now I've got to be cognizant of the fact that I'm sleeping with somebody else and I have to hold my ass cheeks all night long. I've just got to hold my... What if I'm... You know, she's trying to do like a comedic bit, but...
Yeah. Shamia, you didn't eat anything, like, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So Pinky's asking Drew about how her movie's going, and Drew's like, well, I'm still waiting on the numbers.
Drew, how long does it take to count to five?
I know. How many tickets were sold in that AMC? So Pinky asked Shamia if she saw it, and Shamia's like, no, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing it for sure. And of course, like the tension there is, of course, she was not invited to that mall premiere. And Phaedra's like, well, I'm just happy y'all are just not fussing about nothing. And Shamia and Drew's like, yeah, Shamia, you know, I don't have any problems with Shamia. Like, for real, I have no problems with her whatsoever. And Shamia's like, yeah, I'm not going to believe that.
She goes, that means she can talk to me whenever she wants. She can talk to me whenever. She goes, well, I've apologized and you can accept that or not. And you've chosen not to accept it. Okay. And, Phaedra's like, oh, did you receive this apology? And she's like, I didn't receive it because she said I apologize, but you can't say but.
Well, then I followed up and I said, I apologize for the but. And it almost feels like at that point, Drew, you want a problem. I mean, why do you want so many problems when it's almost shot at Clark? Personality.
And Drew's like, yeah, her apology was bullshit. Like that mohawk bob that she walked into Portia's house with. That's how I feel. So now Cynthia comes and Kelly is still getting dressed. And then we go to the pool house and Kelly's just digging through a suitcase. And she's not really opening the suitcase. She only opens the very top while the suitcase is standing up. And just putting her hands down in there like a grab bag and just like waiting to feel something decent. And you're never gonna, because there's nothing decent packed in there.
Yeah, like the vibe is almost like, I'm not going to open this bag all the way lest any of the germs get in. And also for a moment, it was like, is she packing up to leave? Is she not? It's like, no, she was just grabbing something out of her bag that she refused to open all the way up.
Although seeing Kelly like search for clothes by treating something as a like grab bag kind of explains her fashion sense. It's like a little kid you let dress themselves for school, you know?
I saw a little kid walking on the street yesterday and I was like, man, that kid is like more stylish than I am. So sometimes maybe the apt comparison is like letting Ben dress himself for the day.
Yeah. Or letting two podcasters, choose their own fashions for sure.
I changed my t-shirt today, guys. I was wearing the Roundup t-shirt, which was fun, but I've been wearing it for 2 days. So Cynthia is explaining to the ladies about the plan is for the day. They're going to split. So some people are going to go to check out some horses, watch some dressage, and some are going to watch like a cattle run or whatever. Cynthia's like, what is it? Cattle hoarding? Cattle what? Cattle who? Cattle huh? Cattle shop?
Cattle hoarding. So cattle now hoarding. Pinky's like, I've got to step in more shit. And she's like, well, I really wanted to make sure that Kelly and Shamia are here with me because I just want to make sure we're good on this room situation. Okay. So she likes Drew, so she wants backup. So she's going to bring Drew too. So now we go to K. Michelle, and she's taking photos with her outfit, you know, in front of a door.
This is also part of the ritual, which is like you get the glam and then you have to then do a photo shoot no matter where you are, which is like, and I sound like a crotchety old person at this point, like, why does everyone have to take photo shoots? But it is kind of hilarious. Like everything turns into a photo shoot. It's like the glam squad does you up, then you get into your outfit and the glam squad takes photos of you and you're like, they're all like by just like doors, refrigerators, and they're like, ooh, yeah, because they all look amazing, obviously, and you want to like immortalize the look, but it's also funny how it's like nonstop on every single one of these shows. Everyone gets into glam and does like a Dorit Kemsley photo shoot.
Yeah, we should start doing that every day, just taking like outfit of the day photos. These are my jogging pants. This is my dance. It's the same thing I wore yesterday and the day before that. So they're all doing photo shoots, and now the group for cattle herding heads out to go cattle herding. They get on the little bus thing, and Cynthia's like, here's to women empowerment. Cattle herding. What women have fought for, to watch cattle walk by a old saloon on a
on the dusty way to a CVS.
Dusty old western set.
God, those poor cattle. They're like, oh wow, let me see if anything's new in this town. Let me guess. No. Ugh, they look so bored. Like, whatever happened to just walking by tumbleweeds and cacti? So Cynthia's like, although I'm here to celebrate the success of my tequila, which is yet to be released into the market, but it's successful, I really just want the ladies to have a good time. So let's just do a big one and have fun together in a small town watching a cow go by. So then the other ones, Portia, Kay, and Phaedra and Angela are going to go to this dressage. By the way, Portia is wearing the funniest outfit. I have to imagine how much boob tape had to have been applied to make this work. Because she's basically wearing like a little bolero jacket. It's like a little like a country western bolero jacket and nothing underneath. And the bolero jacket only just like covers the top of her boobs. And like, so the boobs are just like stuck to it, really. So like, you know, they're taped in. I was like, how is she going to lift her arm up? Like, it was such a funny, like, and only Portia could pull that off too. It was just like a bolero and underboob outfit. And I was like, wow, I would be just like, I mean, I'd be in a full moo moo, to be honest.
Country like western every day, moo-moo. Like every day I'd just be in a moo moo. There's no doing the wave in that outfit for sure. So they're updating K. Michelle on the drama from last night, and she's like, but I didn't look good, so I can go down there. She's like, oh god, you can look however you want, don't worry about it, you know, I mean, maybe you could have helped Pinky chill. And they're like, what is with her energy, like what's with Pinky's energy? They're trying to figure it out, and Portia's like, I thought she was a damn vegan, she's bringing up a lot of beef. They're going to do that 20 times. They're never going to stop with Pinky. Every time Pinky gets upset with something, they're going to be like, there goes Pinky with her beef.
She's hungry. Hey,
does Pinky sure has a lot of steaks in this situation.
Wow. Is she from Europe? Because she's acting like a burger. It's a stretch.
Pinky is overcooked.
But that's also probably because every other scene, Pinky is like, well, as a vegan, I'm sorry, I'm a vegan. I can't do that. Yeah, well, I'm true. A vegan.
Yeah.
Also, do you wonder if there was like more that we just didn't really see? Do we like, because like Pinky's like annoying, but she's not, everyone's like, whoa, that energy. And I'm like, yeah, she's like, I don't think she's like above and beyond anyone else's energy. Like there is an energy, but it's not above and beyond. I wonder almost like if this back and forth that was happening was going on for like a very long time. And like, did she keep on like reigniting it over and over and over again? And they're like, oh my God, Pinky, enough. You know, does she monologue a lot? Like, what do you think is going on? Cause they really seem to be from all sides are like, Pinky, whoa, you have to settle down.
Well, I think it just started with them being like, okay, you're trying to confront somebody for somebody else who's not even at the table. That's really weird. About a room being clean. So that was weird. But then her thing with Angela, it was pretty intense when she kept getting up and being like, I'm walking away. I'm not walking away. Oh, yeah, you can kiss my ass, you old menopausy bitch. Whatever. So, yeah, the energy did go kind of hard for the situation. You know, because yeah. Everybody else is just like calm at the table. Like, what are we mad about? We're mad about a dirty comforter. Like, what's going on? No one could really wrap their mind around it. And Angela stayed so calm during the whole thing that I think it just made Pinky look crazy.
Yeah. So then we see a montage of all the times that Pinky has kind of acted up or been like a little extra or just been seemed like she's got to be in her bonnet, you know?
I didn't really think this was dramatic either. Is this what you're saying? I was like, it's like dramatic. She's not even doing anything in these clips.
But it's, I guess the vibe is more like, Pinky, you're sort of like trying to, she's not trying to stir up shit, but it's almost like she leans in like, wow, can you believe this beef that I have with this person? And everyone's like, there's like, I don't get it. Like there's nothing, you know,
everyone's like you just got here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So K. Michelle's like,
well, I think Pinky's passion was, I don't know, it looked like aggression.
And Phaedra's like, well, it's a difference between yes and yes. I mean, she's like, that's just the way I talk. I'm like, well, can you just whisper it to me instead?
Yeah. And then Portia's like, it's because she needs meat. When you don't have protein in your body, that bitch is hungry. So Michelle stands up for her. She's like, well, her defense, she means well, you know, I mean, she felt that was wrong and that's why she was talking up about it. She goes, well, they're like, whatever, that's too much. But K. Michelle stands up for her and she's like, well, when it's her friend, she'll go hard. I'm like, okay. So then Angela comes dressed ready for like a cocktail party or something. Yeah. They're like, you know, we're gonna go like ride horses, right?
I didn't get the memo. So she's like, yeah, I mean, so yeah, last night was, you know, she said some things that were hurtful and I said some things that were hurtful and, you know, and Portia's like,
is a read for a read.
She's like, yeah. And you know, that's just what happens. Pinky's talking too fucking much and I don't know what she's talking about, but I don't have an issue with Pinky. I said everything I needed to say to Pinky and I'll say it again. She has a whole live-in wife in the basement. And Angela's always doing that thing where she's sort of like always brushing like a strand of hair off of her forehead, but she does it like with all her fingers extended. She's always like, she never wants to like curl her fingers. They're just always in straight lines.
Yeah, she does
just
do that.
Brushing things off like this.
That's funny.
You know?
So they're going to go see dressage and they're like, what? And Phaedra says that was her competitive sport in school. And so
do we know this?
I remember her talking about riding horses, but yeah, I was watching clips, you know, because we're putting stuff together for this cabaret. So I've been watching Atlanta clips and just dying laughing, mostly NeNe clips. But those old Atlanta clips are just so fucking funny. And to see the difference in Phaedra in her first year to now, like how she's all glammed up and how she was so plain. Like one of the clips is NeNe being like, that plain ass, you know, homey ass Phaedra. Like she's, you know, she doesn't even do her hair and they show Phaedra and she just looks like a real mousy, quiet person who never speaks. You know, remember her first season, she really didn't say that much.
She was
and
quieter,
now she's like this glam bot, you know, she's always like
glam bot superstar.
Yeah. So I remember seeing clips of her riding the horse a little bit, but yeah, I just remember that. This being her thing, dressage.
Yeah, I don't remember either. They showed clips of her on a horse from back in the day, so clearly she talked about her relationship with horses, But I just did not remember that she had dressage in her background, which I don't know why it was so amusing. Of course, Phaedra has dressage in her background. So she's Phaedra's explaining it about what dressage is all about. And Portia goes,
so you're a rideologist?
She was like, oh, yeah.
You know how to ride?
Yeah. And this was my favorite thing. That I think my favorite line of the episode was Kate Michelle going,
I grew up around horses my whole life. I ain't never heard of no dressage. We call it go see that horse.
The way I laughed. Go see that horse.
Go see the horse.
We call it go see that horse.
So now we go back to the bus and Cynthia is talking about how they're going to be late. She's like, oh my God, I hope the cattle waits for us. You know, I hope the whoever's hoarding these cattle hoards them when we're there. So she doesn't know how this happens. She just knows that the cattle drive is once a day and they don't want to miss it. So now they're talking about last night. And Shumi is like, well, you know, no one's over there where we are. And that's why last night didn't end up good. Because, you know, you guys don't understand it. We're over there by ourselves. And you don't know what we've seen or what we dealt with over there. Oh, yeah, the place was filthy. It's filthy.
But like the point of it is that like that's where your bed is, but you're supposed to come up to the main house and hang out. You're not supposed to just
hang out
where your bed is.
They were traumatized, Ben.
Have they never been on like a group vacation before? Like if you're in a separate room, you go to like the main room where everyone's hanging out. Like you don't just like sit there and be like, well, I guess this is where we're spending the whole vacation by the pool. It's like, get up to the main house. It's not that hard. So she's sitting there like, you know, explaining this. And Cynthia's like, well, you know, I don't want you to be in an unclean place. And she goes, oh, no, I know. But I know you don't want that. And Cynthia's like, I'm doing the best that I can to rectify the situation. She goes, you did say you were going to send someone over, but it didn't get cleaned and nothing happened. I'm like, you realize that was last night and now it's the morning. Like the people have to get that. Like, it doesn't just happen like that. It's, you know, it's not like you call up the cleaners.
Not immediate.
They're not on call in the back shed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And Kelly's like, yeah, it wasn't taken care of. And they're asking, are the cleaners coming in today? And she's like, okay, they're coming in today. My God. And Shamia's like, okay, well, they're coming today, but it wasn't taken care of. So, and then we see in the last episode, Shamia called to tell Cynthia about the unclean room 30 minutes before dinner. So, yeah, they're not like sitting outside just waiting to see if somebody needs them. And Cynthia's like, yeah, this isn't a hotel, okay? And if it's not clean today, I'll walk over there and clean it my damn self. And she's like, you guys are just, you're talking about the situation to the point where it's taken over everything. And now, and then Pinky comes to dinner hot as fire and basically said you guys were dragging me about the whole situation. And Shamia's like, well, you did say you were going to send someone over, but it didn't get cleaned. Shamia, it was 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was 30 minutes before dinner. And also this house is in the middle of nowhere. And like, why are you getting mad at Cynthia? Because if there was anyone who was holding up the cleaners, it was clearly production to elicit this exact response from you. You know that Cynthia probably had to tell production, like, I've got to call the cleaners. And then the production's like, okay, we'll get whoever to clean it. And the production's like, don't do it till tomorrow and see, let's watch Shamia and Kelly lose their minds. Like, it's like a very obvious ploy to me. And Shamia's just falling right into it. So Cynthia's like, I'm doing the best that I can do. Like, calm the fuck down. Are you in your room right now? You're not. So stop complaining. And Kelly's like, we appreciate you. And Shamia's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know why you're feeling like we don't appreciate you, because you're sitting here still complaining about your room not being clean and you're being passive aggressive about it.
Yeah, you guys are being obnoxious.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And Kelly goes, can I just say this? You know, when you're in a space and you're traveling, you at least want something comparable to what you're used to. No.
What?
What? I would this, never. No, is, you don't get to do that when you're on a group vacation. You don't. Shamia lives in a mall house. What does she get a mall house every time we go on vacation with? Then stay home. I don't want to go on vacation with you. And you're accustomed to stuff not being paid and your stuff being foreclosed on. So do you want notices on your door? Would that make you feel more comfortable?
Yeah. I don't think this is like divorce where you would like to have like your lifestyle that you've become accustomed to maintain.
She's like divorcing Cynthia.
I mean, I mean, look, I'm not going to get like outrageous on this point. Like, obviously, when you travel, you want your accommodations to be nice. Yes. But like in this moment, like where Kelly is now saying like, oh, I need this to be comparable to what I'm used to. I'm like, okay, Zsa Zsa Gabor, let's relax here. Okay. Like you're in a very, very nice pool house that had like a pen mark on a sheet. So, you know, and then this is where basically like Drew is like, but you know, we're talking about dirt, and now you're talking about comfortability. But the fact is you had a good night's rest and you look gorgeous. Like, and that was a good point from Drew Sidora. Like, your accommodations are great. It just happened to be that maybe there was an issue with the cleanliness.
Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
Truly.
Kelly's like, Drew says, well, I mean, we're talking about dirt, but you know, you're talking about comfortability, but the fact is you had a good night rest and you look gorgeous, honey. You look gorgeous. And Kelly goes, and you look like the alien in your movie. And Drew goes, and what do you look like, Miss Proportions?
Miss Proportion was hilarious. I mean, that was, and they did a split screen of Drew and the alien, and that was so mean, but it was funny. And then, but also like Kelly, that was such a, like a hot response to Drew. Drew is basically saying like, let's settle down. And you're like, you look like the alien in your movie. The fact that Drew said misproportioned.
So funny. I love that this whole episode, Kelly's trying it with people and they hand her ass every single time. Funny. Like, she just cannot compete, you know?
Yes.
I saw her on a podcast, this clip. She was on a YouTube show or something. And she's like, oh, you know, and I'm so sick of Dennis and Denisha and Horsha. Just like, oh, you're so sad. I just cannot wait to just see them eat you up. And Dennis wrote back on one, and he's like, there's so much I'm not even saying about this girl. Don't make me say it, Kelly. Don't make me say it. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on in, Dennis. Normally with the guys, I'm like, stay out of this, okay?
Yeah. But
I'm like, no, come on in. Come on in.
Don't have us take Dennis aside, please, Kelly.
Yeah.
So Cynthia goes, okay, stop. This is where we are with everything. It's not a hostage situation. If you don't want to be here, leave. Okay. She says, no, I would never put you in a space where you did not feel comfortable. That's what I'm saying. She goes, Kelly. And again, and I'm talking to Kelly right now. I hear you. And I'm sorry. And she goes, oh, not your fault, Cynthia. I said that yesterday. So this is, I hate this thing where it's like, okay, you have to finally get the host to fall on their sword and be like, I am sorry. Like, oh, what? No, we weren't coming for you, even though we just lodged formal complaints for the past 10 minutes.
Yeah. And she goes, that's not your fault, Cynthia. And she goes, I'm talking to Kelly. And I was like, yes, Cynthia, yes. And so Kelly's like, oh, come on, Cynthia. They don't even cook in the big house. They only cook in the little house where we're staying. You know, we're in an outhouse. We're in the chef's house. My Versace smelling like fried chicken, fried fish, and sea bass. Okay, so now you're mad that people are cleaning. That's what people do in houses. You're in a almost 3,000 square foot home, ma'am. You're making it just sound like they're making you sleep under a stove.
Ma'am, you know you had this entire cast over to your Waffle House. Okay. How do you think their Versace and their handbags and hair smelled after they went to the Waffle House? Okay. Like, you're not the only one who deals with this.
Yeah, so Cynthia's basically like, listen, I don't want to hear anything about this room. I'm sick of it. And they're like, okay, geez. So she basically shuts them up. And Shamia's like, oh, this is my first time meeting the do-rag 50 Cent. And, you know, I met the one from Power who doesn't play that shit. But this is the first time I met this one.
It's not that deep, Shamia. Cynthia was just mainly checking you and being like, okay, you guys have tried it. You guys had your scene. Like, stop trying to make me look like a shitty host right now. You're so lucky.
All you need to be saying right now, Shamia, is I'm sorry, Fofty. That's all I want to hear.
Okay. So meanwhile, they're all like, have a bad vibe in their car. And the other bus, everyone's having a great time. They're all just like dancing and partying. So then we come back to the Cynthia bus. And Drew's like, so what's going on for the gala tomorrow? She says, well, at this point, child, I don't have the strength or the bandwidth to even worry about it. And they're like, well, and Pinky's like, Drew, is your boo coming? And so they're talking about Black. And Drew's like, oh, Black, you mean my friend? What? Like, yes, I talked to Black last night. I told him Derek was coming. And Pinky's like, oh, you're so spin. They're like, oh my God, Black and Derek. They're like, get along, blah, blah. And so they're asking, like Drew's saying that she just loves Black. And like, oh my God, L-O-V-E. Whoa, love. Wow.
Oh, love. Ralph's going to have to get out of the basement. So then in the other car, Portia is asking what she thinks about Drew. And she's like, you know, this is my second time seeing Drew. I mean, I don't think I really got to know Drew. I don't know her yet. And she's like,
well, you know, it was weird. We were in the bus yesterday and she said you knew Black.
And she's like,
she did. And then she used her little finger. And I was like, do not use your finger. Okay. Now, the only reason I know Black is DMs. He's in my DMs saying, oh, you're so fine, this and that.
And so we see some of those DMs. And she's like, this young man, Black, is salivating. Okay, over my cakes.
And we actually see her that she's Michelle makes cakes.
She says this young man named Black is salivating.
Salivating. And then she actually makes bundt cakes. But I also thought, so it was funny because K. Michelle was like, yes, and she used her finger when she said I knew him. And we see like this flashback, this brief moment of like, you know, Drew putting her finger out. I just love that. All these tiny things that are totally not landing on my radar and maybe other people's radars are totally bothering K. Michelle all seasons. Like all these tiny little things that Portia does or whatever. She's like, she used her finger when she explained that to me. I don't trust her.
Yeah, we just see Drew going like this with her hands. Like, you know Black, right? You know Black. Black. Her finger was coming at me.
It's like, dun, dun, dun.
So Angela's like, well, you know, maybe that's a conversation you need to have. We love having conversations.
She's like, I don't need to talk to Drew about no man I don't want. Okay.
Congratulations. You've reached the end of part one of a 2-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.